Good morning. Let's begin by singing hymn number 422. Grace for today, O love divine, thee to obey and love alone. Losing the mortal will in thine, find we a joy before unknown. Hymn number 422. Scriptural this morning will be given by Uta from Germany.
I'm going to read the scriptural passage from Leviticus. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Speak unto all the congregation of the children of Israel, and say unto them, Ye shall be holy, for I, the Lord your God, is holy. Ye shall fear every man his mother and his father, and keep my Sabbath. I am the Lord your God. Turn ye not unto idols, nor make to yourselves molten gods. I am the Lord your God. And if ye offer a sacrifice of peace offerings unto the Lord, ye shall offer it at your own will. It shall be eaten the same day ye offer it, and on the morrow. And if aught remain unto the third day, it shall be burnt at the fire. And if it be eaten at all on the third day, it is abominable. It shall not be accepted. Therefore, everyone on the earth, it shall bear his iniquity, because he has profaned the hallowed thing of the Lord, and that soul should be cut off from among the people. And when ye reap the harvest of your land, thou shalt not wholly reap the corners of thy field, neither shalt thou gather the gleanings of the harvest. And thou shalt not glean thy vineyard, neither shalt thou gather every grape of thy vineyard. Thou shalt leave them for the poor and strange. I am the Lord your God. You shall not steal, neither deal falsely, neither lie one to another. And ye shall not swear by my name falsely, neither shalt thou profane the name of thy God. I am the Lord. Thou shalt not defraud thy neighbor, neither rob him. The wages of him that is hired shall not abide with thee all night until the morning. Thou shalt not curse the deaf, nor put a stumbling block before the blind, but shalt fear thy God. I am the Lord. Ye shall do no unrighteousness in judgment. Thou shalt not respect the person of the poor, nor honor the person of the mighty, but in righteousness thou shalt judge thy neighbor.
We will have a moment of silent prayer and then follow with the Lord's Prayer and its spiritual interpretation as given in the Christian Science textbook. Our
Father, which art in heaven.
Our Father, Mother, God, all harmonious.
Hallowed be thy name.
Adorable One.
Thy kingdom come.
Thy kingdom is come. Thou art ever present.
Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven.
Enable us to know, as in heaven, so on earth, God is omnipotent, supreme.
Give us this day our daily bread.
Give us grace for today. Feed the famished affections.
And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors.
And love is reflected in love.
And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
And God leadeth us not into temptation, but delivereth us from sin, disease, and death.
For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever.
For God is infinite, all power, all life, truth, love, over all and all. Let us now sing hymn number 392. With love and peace and joy supreme, we hail the new appearing from out of the darkness and the dream. The haven of rest is nearing. hymn number 392. Welcome to the Sunday morning service of the Plainfield Christian Science Church Independent. We maintain a full and active website, plainfieldcs.com. We conduct services every Sunday morning, beginning at 10 a.m. with our roundtable discussion. And we have a testimony meeting every Wednesday at 8:15 p.m. And you can listen to all of our services, either on our website or from YouTube, or you can listen or participate in our services via telephone through a teleconference service that we provide. Also on Sundays at 11 a.m., we have a Sunday school for children of all ages, and that class has its own teleconference number. So if you don't live in the area, and you have a child who would like to attend a Christian Science Sunday school, please contact the church and find out how he or she can do so. And I am pleased this morning to announce that the Board of Trustees have elected two new readers for this year who will begin their term today. Today, the readings will be given by Fairley from Maryland and Florence from Georgia. We are truly a church without walls. This will be another first for the Plainfield Church. Both Sunday readers will be from outside of Plainfield. Everyone is welcome here, and that includes all of you who are listening and participating from around the world. We will now have a reading of a testimony from the chapter entitled Fruitage in Science and Health, which attests to the healing power obtained just from reading the Christian Science textbook. And the reading this morning will be given by Candy from Wisconsin.
A restless sense of existence destroyed. Through reading Science and Health and the illumination which followed, I was healed of ulceration of the stomach and kindred troubles, a restless sense of existence, agnosticism, etc. The torture I endured with the stomach trouble I will not attempt to describe. The attending physician declared that I could live but a short time, and I felt there would be a limit to my endurance of the torture. But the disease was dissipated into nothingness through Christian Science, which brought me peace. Like many others, I had been seemingly lost in the sea of error without a compass, yet earnestly and honestly seeking a haven. I had investigated all kinds of religions and philosophies that came under my notice, with the exception of Christian Science, which was not then deemed worthy of inquiry, and yet it held the very truth I was searching for, the light which shineth in the darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. 3 years of stubborn resistance to truth with increasing suffering followed. Then the light came, and with it a new experience. Now, after 9 years of Christian Science experience under severe tests, it can be truthfully said that it has not failed me in any hour of need. J.F.J., Cincinnati, Ohio.
The lesson sermon for this morning can be found on page 18 of the Independent Christian Science Lesson Sermon Quarterly. Subject: Christ Jesus. Golden text: John. I am the living bread which came down from heaven, Christ Jesus. Responsive reading is from Isaiah. And there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots.
And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord.
And shall make him of quick understanding in the fear of the Lord, and he shall not judge after the sight of his eyes, neither reprove after the hearing of his ears,
but with righteousness shall he judge the poor, and reprove with equity for the meek of the earth. And he shall smite the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips shall he slay the wicked.
And righteousness shall be the girdle of his loins, and faithfulness the girdle of his reins.
And in that day there shall be a root of Jesse, which shall stand for an ensign of the people. To it shall the Gentiles seek, and his rest shall be glorious.
Fairly will read from the Bible.
The Holy Bible. John.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. So Jesus came again into Cana of Galilee, where he had made the water wine. And there was a certain nobleman whose son was sick at Capernaum. When he heard that Jesus was come out of Judea into Galilee, he went unto him and besought him that he would come down and heal his son, for he was at the point of death. Then said Jesus unto him, Except ye see signs and wonders, ye will not believe. The nobleman saith unto him, Sir, come down ere my child die. Jesus saith unto him, Go thy way, thy son liveth. And the man believed the word that Jesus had spoken unto him. And he went his way. And as he was now going down, his servants met him and told him, saying, Thy son liveth. Then inquired he of them the hour when he began to amend. And they said unto him, Yesterday at the seventh hour the fever left him. So the father knew that it was at the same hour in the which Jesus said unto him, Thy son liveth. And himself believed, and his whole house. Matthew. And when they were come to the multitude, there came to him a certain man, kneeling down to him, and saying, Lord, have mercy on my son, for he is lunatic and sore vexed. For ofttimes he falleth into the fire and oft into the water. And I brought him to thy disciples, and they could not cure him. Then Jesus answered and said, O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him hither to me. And Jesus rebuked the devil. And he departed out of him, and the child was cured from that very hour. Then came the disciples to Jesus apart and said, Why could not we cast him out? And Jesus said unto them, Because of your unbelief. For verily I say unto you, If ye have faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, Remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove. And nothing shall be impossible unto you. Howbeit, this kind goeth not out, but by prayer and fasting. When Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? And they said, Some say that thou art John the Baptist, some Elias, and others Jeremiah's, or one of the prophets. He says unto them, But whom say ye that I am? And Simon Peter answered and said, Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and said unto him, Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father, which is in heaven. And I say also unto thee, that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Acts. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. And there were dwelling at Jerusalem Jews, devout men out of every nation under heaven. Then Peter said unto them, Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you and to your children, and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. Then they that gladly received his word were baptized. And the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. And all that believed were together and had all things common. And they, continuing daily with one accord in the temple, and breaking bread from house to house, did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. Ephesians. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen.
I will now read correlative passages from our textbook, Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures, by Mary Baker Eddy. The creative principle, life, truth, and love is God. The universe reflects God. Christ, the divine manifestation of God, which comes to the flesh to destroy incarnate error. Christ is the ideal truth that comes to heal sickness and sin through Christian Science and attributes all power to God. Jesus is the name of the man who, more than all other men, has presented Christ, the true idea of God, healing the sick and the sinning and destroying the power of death. Jesus is the human man, and Christ is the divine idea, hence the duality of Jesus the Christ. In an age of ecclesiastical despotism, Jesus introduced the teaching and practice of Christianity, affording the proof of Christianity's truth and love. But to reach his example, and to test its unerring science according to his rule, healing sickness, sin, and death, a better understanding of God as divine principle, love, rather than personality or the man Jesus, is required. Jesus established what he said by demonstration, thus making his acts of higher importance than his words. He proved what he taught. This is the science of Christianity. Jesus proved the principle which heals the sick and casts out error to be divine. Few, however, except his students, understood in the least his teachings and their glorious proofs, namely, that life, truth, and love, the principle of this unacknowledged science, destroy all error, evil, disease, and death. Born of a woman, Jesus' advent in the flesh partook partly of Mary's earthly condition, although he was endowed with the Christ, the divine spirit, without measure. This accounts for his struggles in Gethsemane and on Calvary, and this enabled him to be the mediator or way-shower between God and men. Had his origin and birth been wholly apart from mortal usage, Jesus would not have been appreciable to mortal mind as the way. The spiritual idea of God, as presented by Jesus, was couched in person, and its principle was rejected. That man was accounted a criminal who could prove God's divine power by healing the sick, casting out evils, spiritualizing materialistic beliefs, and raising the dead. Those dead in trespasses and sins, satisfied with the flesh, resting on the basis of matter, blind to the possibilities of spirit and its correlative truth. Whosoever lives most the life of Jesus in this age and declares best the power of Christian science will drink of his master's cup. Resistance to truth will haunt his steps, and he will incur the hatred of sinners till wisdom is justified of her children. These blessed benedictions rest upon Jesus' followers. If the world hates you, ye know that it hated me before it hated you. Lo, I am with you always, that is, not only in all time, but in all ways and conditions. Is it not a species of infidelity to believe that so great a work as the Messiah's was done for himself or for God, who needed no help from Jesus' example to preserve the eternal harmony? But mortals did need this help, and Jesus pointed the way for them. Church, the structure of truth and love, whatever rests upon and proceeds from divine principle. The church is that institution which affords proof of its utility and is found elevating the race, rousing the dormant understanding from material beliefs to the apprehension of spiritual ideas and the demonstration of divine science, thereby casting out devils or error and healing the sick. Jesus established his church and maintained his mission on the spiritual foundation of Christ healing. He taught his followers that his religion had a divine principle which would cast out error and heal both the sick and the sinning. He appealed to his students, "Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" That is, who or what is it that is thus identified with casting out evils and healing the sick? They replied, some say that thou art John the Baptist, some Elias, and others Jeremias, or one of the prophets. Yearning to be understood, the master repeated, whom say ye that I am? This renewed inquiry meant, who or what is it that is able to do the work so mysterious to the popular mind? In his rejection of the answer already given and his renewal of the question, it is plain that Jesus completely eschewed the narrow opinion implied in their citation of the common report about him. With his usual impetuosity, Simon replied for his brethren, and his reply set forth a great fact. Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. That is, the Messiah is what thou hast declared. Christ, the Spirit of God, of truth, life, and love, which heals mentally. This assertion elicited from Jesus the benediction, blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven, that is, love, hath shown thee the way of life. Before this, the impetuous disciple had been called only by his common name, Simon Bar-Jonah, or Son of Jonah. But now the Master gave him a spiritual name in these words, and I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock, the meaning of the Greek words Petros, or stone, I will build my church, and the gates of hell, Hades, the underworld, or the grave shall not prevail against it. It was now evident to Peter that divine life, truth, and love, and not a human personality, was the healer of the sick and a rock, a firm foundation in the realm of harmony. The supremacy of spirit was the foundation on which Jesus built. His sublime summary points to the religion of love.
We will have a moment of silent prayer for our world. Let us sing hymn number 345. Thou living light of Pentecostal glory, lo, wide we fling the sunless prison doors. Thy cleansing fire repeats its ancient story, to purge and hallow us, the splendor pours. Hymn number 345.
My boat was drifting on the raging seas, the billows all around me rolled. The waves of doubt kept troubling me, trying to conquer my soul. From the darkness of night came a bright light, it seemed to be beckoning me. Now I'm praising the name of the one who came, it was the Master of the sea. He can calm the raging waters, make mountains seem so small. Heart sinking sand, he'll hold my hand and lead you through it all. God's gonna do what he said he would do, 'cause he did just that for me. When he anchored my soul, I met the Master of the Sea.
I'm no longer drifting on the raging seas. My feet are on solid ground. From stormy waters he lifted me. That makes me heaven bound. No darkness of night since I saw the light. No billows all around me roll. Cause he's already done what he said he would do. The master has taken control.
He can calm the raging waters, make mountains seem so small. On sinking sand, he'll hold your hand and lead you through it all. God's gonna do what he said he would do, cause he did just that for me. When he anchored my soul to the solid rock, I met the master of the sea. Come anchor your soul to the solid rock and meet the master of the
Let's sing hymn number 326. The Christian warrior, see him stand in all the armor of his God. The Spirit's sword is in his hand. His feet are with the gospel shod. Hymn number 326.
Science, the scientific statement of being, and the correlative passage from 1 John 3rd chapter. There is no life, truth, intelligence, nor substance in matter. All is infinite mind and its infinite manifestation, for God is all in all. Spirit is immortal truth. Matter is mortal error. Spirit is the real and eternal. Matter is the unreal and temporal. Spirit is God, and man is his image and likeness. Therefore, man is not material, he is spiritual. Behold, what manner of love the Father had bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore, the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is pure. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Amen.